Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and daylight savings time is here. We'll be able to work in the yard later at the end of the day. Next week, spring, and opening day is just 19 days away. How about that, huh? And St. Patrick's Day is coming up this week. So it's a great time for us to start thinking about the garden. With St. Patrick's Day and all the green, that's going to make your yard think about becoming green. Hopefully the melt of the snow will quicken and we'll be able to enjoy the yard. I'm sure if you have planted some bulbs on the south side of your house, up against the house, there's probably signs of them coming in right now. If you need some help, call us, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. George, who's up first this hour?
This hour, we've got Mary in Massachusetts, and she's got a question about violets.
Mary, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul. It's nice to see grass. Listen, I have a small violet plant that I've had for about 3 years, and it was doing good, and it was flowering, but all of a sudden, within the last, I haven't seen any flowers on it, and around the perimeter of the leaves, they're turning brown from the outside in.
Okay. First of all, when did you transplant it last, Mary?
Oh, gosh. Maybe about 8 or 9 months ago.
Okay, so it's been done recently then.
Mm-hmm. It's in a small pot because it's still small.
Okay. Are you fertilizing the plant at all?
I am. I try to fertilize either every time or every other time. Every other time, like water.
Okay. African violets, the thing that really helps them to grow. First of all, at this time of the year, let's go back a little bit. From September until May, African violets can be in a south-facing window and get sun, direct sun on them all day long. Your days are definitely getting longer, and the sun is getting higher in the sky. But the sun is not strong enough to burn the African violets yet. So take that plant, put it in a south-facing window, give it as much sunshine as you can all day long until the 1st of May. That's going to help. The other thing that I found that helps African violets, if you can take the African violet one day a week, give it some warm water right on the foliage. Everybody says, oh, you can't get the leaves of African violets wet. You can't if you're using cold water. Think of where African violets grow. They're grown in the greenhouse. And if the greenhouse people had to water every single plant without getting the leaves wet, that plant would cost you 10 times more money than it does right now. Greenhouses water overhead on top of the foliage, but they use warm water. They water in the morning so that the sun that comes out has a chance to dry the foliage of the moisture on them quickly. If you do it at night and the leaves are wet, and most people allow their home to get cooler at night so that they can sleep better, then you've got cold water on the foliage. So if you can take that plant one day a week, put it in your sink, take that shower wand that you have when you're rinsing dishes, and with warm water, wet the foliage, give the plant a good drink at the same time, you're going to see a big difference in the quality of that plant. What I use is, you know, you get busy, different holidays, different times of the year. I put Osmocote, the little pelletized fertilizer, I put like a half a teaspoon in the pot of the African violets. And that way, every time you water, that violet gets fed. And that will make a big difference. So think school starts to the time that basically school ends, depending on how much snow you have, where you live. So in that time span, full sun all day long. Early to mid-May, move it back to an east or a west window, and they'll do much better. So more light, more food. Do not allow them to get wet and heavy and muddy. So give them a good drink, and then give them a chance to dry off, and they'll do much better for you. Thank you. And a very good question this morning. George, who's next?
Next up, we got Jeff in Cape Cod. He's got a question about a bonsai tree.
Jeff from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Morning. I love your show. Thanks.
Thank you.
I was wondering, I want to get a bonsai tree. I don't have any plants, and I rent a room. I just want a bonsai tree that I can help grow. And, you know, do you have any, like, a name of one that would be easy for me?
Okay. First thing that you have to say to yourself, Jeff, is there are two basic families of bonsais. The first type of family are the plants that you have growing outside in your yard. Small trees, small evergreens. So you could have a miniature pine tree, a miniature birch, okay, a miniature juniper. Now, if you're going to grow that as a bonsai, you have to say to yourself, that plant has to mimic what is happening outdoors. So during the winter, that bonsai plant, if it's a leaf tree, has to lose its foliage like the big trees in your yard. If it's a juniper, it has to get cold during the winter, so that if it's an outside plant, you have to say to yourself, even though I spent a lot of money on this, I have to put that plant in the garage for the winter because it's got to be cold and it has to be dormant. If you want a bonsai-looking plant, then you use a tropical plant. And I have in my house right now a ficus tree. And it's 18 inches tall, probably 12 to 15 inches wide. It's in a shallow Japanese bonsai type container. And because it's a tropical foliage, it gives you the appearance of a bonsai plant, but I get to enjoy it all year long. It does not need a rest period. So any tropical plant, the dwarf schefflera, ficus, there's a lot of little flowering plants that you can grow that way. So go to the greenhouse, go to the garden center, and say to them, I'm looking for a bonsai that I can enjoy in the house all year long, and they'll show you some tropical plants that you can grow that. And as I said, I have a ficus. It's small leaf ficus, and it's beautiful, and I enjoy it all year. But if you buy a juniper, you cannot keep it alive in your home during the winter. It has to go dormant. It has to copy what it would normally be like if it was growing in nature, and that means cold, dormant, and asleep, resting. If you try and keep the bonsai growing year-round, it will burn itself out. It's like you, if we said to you, okay, Jeff, you're not going to be able to sleep anymore. How long would you last? You wouldn't last long. And that's what happens when people buy these bonsais. Oh, I spent $50 for it. I want to enjoy it. And the plant will die because they did not mimic or copy what's happening to the big tree or shrub outside. As long as you understand, you can grow a bonsai. I know that. I like bonsai, and that's why I have a ficus tree as a bonsai plant. 800-259-9231. Give us a call. Today, more of us are trying to garden organically. To garden organically, you will need good gardening soil. To have good gardening soil, you will need good organic matter. The best form of organic matter is compost. Compost piles will take a year to make good compost, and the best part leaches into the ground. Most compost piles do not get hot enough to kill weed seeds. And if you buy compost by the bag, it's expensive, $7 or more. My dad made all the compost for his entire neighborhood with his compost tumbler. He filled his compost tumbler with as much as 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste. And in just 2 weeks, he filled 2 wheelbarrows with rich, weed-free compost. That's about $50 worth of bag compost. Go to paulparent.com, click on Sponsors, and then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount pricing code. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com.
You've changed your light bulbs. You recycle aluminum cans. Maybe you drive a fuel-efficient car. You're doing your part to make a better future. But what about the problems you're facing right now, like pests, weeds, and diseases? Use Natria instead, the line of alternative solutions using naturally derived, non-synthetic active ingredients to effectively protect your home, lawn, and garden. Problem solved. Natria, from Bayer Advanced. Pest, weed, and disease control that fits your life. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is protected. For stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs. We just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of 2 Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parrott Garden Club. The snow is melting, and hopefully where you live, the snow is gone. So start thinking about getting your yard ready. But the only thing I want to say to you is, if you have a vegetable or a flower garden, if you step in it and it's muddy and you sink, stay out of the garden, because you're going to compact the soil and you'll turn it into like concrete. So stay out of the garden until it's well dried out. Thank you. Okay. George, who's next?
Dick in Massachusetts has a question about a chestnut tree.
Dick, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hey, good morning, Paul.
Hi.
Wife and I look forward to your show every Sunday. Last year you put together a recipe for putting a chestnut in a pot, putting it in the shed to grow a tree.
Right.
We've done that. We put it in the shed, and we did everything you told us to do. Now what do we do? When do we take it out of the shed and put it in the ground?
Okay. Now, the tree itself has grown?
No, we haven't done anything yet. We're still waiting for it. We just put it in the pots last year.
Okay. So you collected the chestnut seeds, put it into a container of soil?
Right.
Okay. So anytime now, take that pot out of your tool shed, put it out on your deck, porch, or patio, where it will get the natural rain. And what will happen is, as the days get warm, the soil will warm, and then at night it will cool. And that changing of temperature will warm up the seed, and it will change it from dormancy to growing. And just like we had a woman who called earlier today that she always has a problem with acorns coming up, the same thing will happen with that chestnut. During May, that chestnut seed will produce a root, and then it will produce a shoot to come out. And I try and grow seeds like that in that container for a year, so that you can pamper them. You can hit them with a little bit of a liquid fertilizer like Miracle-Gro. You can give them a little extra water. You can give them plenty of sunshine without worrying about accidentally mowing over them if they're planted in your yard. And you leave it outside until you have a frost and all the leaves come off, and then put it back in your tool shed for the winter. And then next spring, during April, plant it directly into your yard with some kind of a little fence around it so that you don't accidentally mow over it. But what's happening now is that plant, because it was that seed, rather, because it was in contact with soil and moist all winter and cold, told the seed that it was hibernating by bringing it outside, giving it a good drink of water, and letting Mother Nature gradually warm it up. The hormones in that seed will change from dormancy to vegetative type growth, and it will begin to make roots. A shoot will come out of it, and before long you will see signs of growth. You probably won't see anything happening until mid to late May, but definitely bring it outside now. Let Mother Nature give it a good drink. Let it freeze at night, which is normal, and let it get warm during the day. And just let Mother Nature do her thing, and it will sprout for you very, very soon. And when it does, give us a call back. I'd love to get a little bit of story behind it. That'd be kind of fun. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. George, who's up next?
Dorothy in Maine has a question about pine trees.
Dorothy, good morning. Hi, Dorothy.
Good morning.
Good
Hello?
Morning. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Dorothy.
Hi, Paul. I have five pine trees that my son transplanted from my back lot to my front of my house by my driveway.
Yes.
And they're growing beautifully, but they don't seem to be very full. By that, I mean the branches are sparse in between, but I'm getting a lot of growth on top. And I was wondering, is there anything I can do so that the tree will get
thicker and fuller? The best thing to do, Dorothy, get some Holly-Tone fertilizer and feed it as soon as you can.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Dorothy about her pine tree not being as full as you want it to be. Dorothy, one thing that you can do with your tree is if you can fertilize it with a product called Holly Tone, and if you can do it spring and fall, so during April, when the snow's gone, I know you live in Maine, and there's still snow, so during April, and then again in September, that'll make a big, big difference. Now, the other thing is, when the new growth develops on your pine tree, it will look like little birthday candles. And what I want you to do, when those little candles are about 5 to 6 inches in length, I want you to cut half of the candle off the plant. That's going to help to make it bush out because you'll eliminate the terminal bud and you'll stimulate the side buds to make it thicker. Very similar to what people that grow Christmas trees do. They shear it. They remove the terminal buds. It will stimulate the side buds from growing, and that way you will have a lot more new branches that will develop in the future. So cut your candles in half when they're about 6 inches in length. Great question. Now, springtime is a time where we begin to think about the garden. And the way that we can help the garden is by making compost. And I'll tell you, one of the greatest tools that you have is adding compost to your gardens because it will help the plants to grow better. Compost will hold fertilizer in your garden. It will hold moisture, and it will make the plants mature a lot sooner. The roots will develop a lot better. Now, the best compost maker on the market is called the Compost Tumbler. And I've asked Mike Taylor to tell you about this. My dad had one. I have one. And once you get a compost tumbler, you will be thrilled and you'll have the best garden that you've ever had. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I always love to have you on because you love this compost tumbler, this machine, and it makes compost fast and there's no waste. If you make compost on the ground, all of the goodness disappears into the soil. With your machine, everything stays right there. Tell our listeners about the compost tumbler.
Well, you hit the number on the head there, Paul. One of the things in traditional composting, there's really a number of things in traditional composting that tend to keep people away from doing it. One is smells, odors, and a little bit of unsightliness. If you're in a suburban area, you have neighbors to be concerned about. You certainly don't want to upset people. You can also attract a lot of different critters to your property that you don't necessarily want. With the compost tumbler, what we have is an enclosed drum, and there are actually four sizes. So there's one for just about any scenario you could think of, whether you live in a city or out in the country with acres and acres of property. But you have an enclosed drum that contains all the odors and prevents animals from getting into it and spreading it all over your property. It's also designed so that your neighbors don't even realize that you're making compost. And the other thing that's really important about it is that because it's in a drum that you're turning regularly, the time from start to finish is greatly reduced. So in a traditional pile, you might be looking at one batch of compost per year as a best case scenario, whereas with the compost tumbler you could be having compost in several weeks time all throughout your growing season. And that's great because you get to put it right into your garden at the beginning to help with new growth and seed development, and you get to use it as fertilizer throughout the growing season as well. So if you're a gardener or do any type of growing or your own landscaping, making your own compost is the way to go, and we feel that we've got the best product to do that.
Yeah, and the other thing that the compost tumbler does is it makes the compost get hot. And I know if you try and make compost on your property, sometimes it's difficult to get the heat that you need to kill the weed seeds. And the compost tumbler, because it is this enclosed drum, will kill the weed seeds in it, making it a heck of a lot easier for you in your garden.
You're right. The turning is what helps to maintain the heat through the whole process. You got to get air into the middle of that core, into the middle of that pile. And if you just have a pile sitting on the ground, the only way you're going to do that is with the pitchfork or the shovel. And I don't know about you, Paul. I enjoy gardening as much as the next person, but I don't know that I enjoy standing out there every day or two with a shovel turning that pile around. I'd rather have something do it for me.
Yeah, it's so amazing. And this fall, I saw things happen that I just had never seen before. I had filled my compost tumbler, and I mean filled it, with dead tomato plants and vines from the cucumbers and the squash and all that, and I packed that thing as tight as I could. I gave it a good drink of water to get everything wet and let it sit in the sun. Well, I would turn it every day, and then I started to noticing I could hear noise, which I said, how come I'm hearing noise? I opened up the top, and the heat that had created had begun to break down that organic matter. And this is in late September, early October. Well, by the end of October, Halloween had come. I had pumpkins in my front step. I said, I bet you I can get these in a compost tumbler. I opened up the top of my tumbler, and I would guess 25 to 30% of the material that was in there had already broken down, was all black and mushy and stuff, and I threw all my pumpkins in, the gourds and all leftover stuff, and refilled it, kept turning it, and I was checking it the other day. I mean, everything is frozen, but that tumbler that had been filled at the end of October is down by at least 20%. So I'm going to guess that by early June, I will have several wheelbarrows full of fresh compost.
It's amazing if you've never seen a really good hot composting process work, how quickly you see the reduction and the breakdown of the material. Literally within days, you start to see the change in the material. And like I said, if you're not used to it, if you're used to the old-fashioned way, it's a real eye-opener. And, you know, your mind starts going about all the different ways that you could use this stuff that you hadn't thought of before just because it used to take so long to do it.
Exactly. I mean, I use the compost from this tumbler in the springtime. I spread it over my garden. I don't till anymore. I just put a layer of compost right on there. And every time it rains, I know all the juice from that compost is going to work down, just like making your own compost tea. Will drip right down to the root system, motivate that root to grow. It's absolutely beautiful stuff to work with. So instead of buying straw or a bark mulch, you can make your own mulch with this compost tumbler. It's absolutely unbelievable. Now, Mike, tell us about the whole mechanism, how it works.
Well, the models that we have, the compost tumbler was designed based on principles of composting developed by places like the Rodale Institute and a number of different universities. They came up with ideas on what the perfect compost pile would look like. And so the compost tumbler was developed around that. So what you have is an enclosed drum, which is a circular and cylinder, because that turned out to be the best shape for making and turning compost. And then you also have air vents at the top of the unit. That's important because, as you know, as you fill it up, if the air vents are anywhere else, as you fill it, the material inside covers and blocks the air vents. So you need air vents at the top so oxygen can always get in. The other thing that's important is a place for moisture, excess moisture, to escape. You know, if you're using a lot of kitchen waste, fruits, vegetables from your home, they're very moist. There's a lot of water content. And soggy compost isn't really attractive compost. That's one of the ways in which you get a lot of odors, and it's not pleasant to work with. So on each of our models, at the bottom of the unit is a drainage vent, which allows any excess moisture to get out of. Now, you mentioned compost tea earlier. What you do, and this is what I do, is I put a little bucket underneath the drum that catches that moisture, and then whatever I have there, I cut it 10 to 1, so I put in 10 parts water for every 1 part of drippings. And then that becomes some of the best liquid fertilizer you will ever use in your life. If you have roses, you can spray it right on, or you can pour it right around the ground where they're growing, or anything else really, and you will be amazed at how much they love that.
So I never even thought of that. That's a great idea.
It is one of the best unintentional parts of the product over the years. You know, it wasn't designed to make compost tea, but here you have it. One of the byproducts of making compost is moisture coming out of the batch, and don't waste it. That's the motto behind everything that we do. Don't waste anything. Reuse it. Recycle it. Save yourself some money. And get better products out of it, better gardens, bigger flowers, bigger blooms, nicer, healthier bushes, etc. So those are some of the things that we put into designing the product. Of course, because it's in an enclosed drum that's up off the ground with gears or handles, makes it easy to turn. I mentioned earlier, stay away from the pitchfork and the shovel. Don't do that anymore. Just get yourself a barrel compost tumbler and let it do all the work for you.
Yeah, and then when the compost is ready, you just put your wheelbarrow underneath the tumbler and turn the handle, and it's all going to fall into your wheelbarrow, and then you just bring it to the garden, spread it out. It's absolutely beautiful. And if you've made compost in the past and you've done the ground method, you will be totally amazed at how much faster this is. I mean, and you can put everything in there. I've added pine needles. I've added foliage from during the fall of the year, all of the leaves. And I tell you, by the time spring gets here, those pine needles, those leaves do not look like what you put in there. They're pretty well broken down. And if you get some warm days, if you can add some moisture, because you don't want it to dry out. As long as you keep it moist, that heat with the moisture will break it down a lot quicker, won't it?
Absolutely. And you mentioned it right there. One of the keys to making your compost as good and as healthy and nutritious as possible, regardless of what method you use, is variety. So don't think that you can only use grass and leaves. Find anything that you have on your property or from your kitchen. Get it in there. The variety is good for it.
Great. Mike, can you hold on a second? We've got coming up in a break and we'll talk a little bit more.
Is your lawn temperamental? You know, bare spots and weeds that keep reappearing? Or damage due to insects, disease, and drought, no matter what you do? If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, look no further than Jonathan Green, a brand that rises above the rest. Black Beauty Grass Seed by Jonathan Green grows turf grasses that root deeply and have an invisible waxy coating, similar to what you might find on an apple, to preserve moisture and ward off stress. Jonathan Green organic lawn fertilizers contain humates to improve the soil, so your grass has a solid foundation upon which to feed. Plus, they cost less than half the price of a lawn service. And don't forget MagiCal, organic soluble calcium. MagiCal rapidly raises soil pH faster than lime, bringing your soil back into balance and releases untapped nutrients. Time-honored tradition, scientific innovation, superior products. Jonathan Green, 5 generations of naturally beautiful lawns and gardens. Available at True Value Hardware and your local garden center.
With Scott's 4-step annual program, growing a great lawn is simple. Each of the 4 bags is clearly labeled so you know what to apply and when to apply it. The program grows thicker, greener turf with 4 feedings a year and protects your lawn against crabgrass, weeds, and bugs. To plant grass seed this spring and prevent crabgrass, purchase the Scott's Step 1 for seeding instead of the regular Step 1. Get your Scott's annual program and Step 1 for seeding now and plant the seeds of a great lawn.
Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
If you have a big garden and you're looking to recycle it and to change it into big, beautiful wheelbarrows of organic matter, the compost tumbler is the way to go. Mike Taylor is telling us this morning about all of the uses. One of the things I didn't realize is that you could make compost tea by just putting a bucket underneath that that valve that will allow to get rid of the excess. So there's another benefit of it. Mike, tell us about the website, about the compost tumbler, where people can get more information.
Sure. You can visit us online. The name of the product is the name of the website, so it's composttumbler.com, and that's COMPOSTUMBLER. So composttumbler.com. What happens is when you go there, we talk a little bit about the story of, you know, how it was developed, why we've put all the features on it that we have. And then we also show you the four different models that we have. Earlier I told you about how we have a model for just about anybody or any need. And you can see that on the site. You can get a comparison page where it compares each model in terms of all the different benefits for you, and you can decide which one is right for you. Also, in addition to that, we've got our toll-free number there. If you have questions about what may be right for you or whether you could use it in a certain situation or not, you can give us a call. We all use, at the company, we all use the product ourselves. We've all put the products together. Composting is what we do. and we have for the past 30 years. So it's not like there's 500 different products that we offer and we just decided to add a composter to the mix. We consider ourselves to be the experts, and we try to make sure that we use that information to help people make composting as easy as possible. Another thing about the products to keep in mind is that each one of our models has a 5-year full replacement warranty. So every nut, every screw, every bolt, every washer, every single piece on every single model is covered for 5 full years. If something were to go wrong, you call us and we send it out to you, and there's no cost to you on that.
Yeah. So one of the things that you have to think about is, I know you can buy a compost maker that sits on the ground. They're made of fiberglass, they're made of plastic, they're less money, but the problem is there's no way of turning the compost once you get it in this compost bin. And that's the secret with the compost tumbler. Because it's in the shape of a drum and you turn it, you can get places that are really active. You can blend those microbes into areas that it may not be as active. So you're speeding up the process of breaking down that organic matter. It's a lot faster. It's a great product. And you may say, well, it's going to be hard to turn. You know, I don't know if I can turn it. It turns really easy. It's a great tool for those of you that want to do better gardening. If you live on Cape Cod, for example, your soils are very sandy. By adding compost, you won't believe the difference. A lot less watering, a lot less fertilizing, and the plants will grow better. So take a look at this. Give us the website again, Mike.
Sure. It's composttumbler.com, and that's COMPOSTUMBLER, composttumbler.com.
And if people call on Monday, they can get some information as well?
Absolutely. We have a number of different brochures and booklets and a DVD that you can get in order to help you make your decision about which one is right for you. You just give us a call, or there's a form on the website that you fill out as well. We mail it to you, and then you can have a seat in your favorite chair and look through the information at your leisure and decide what's the best way to go for you.
Perfect. Mike, I really thank you for getting up early. I know with the hour change, it's been a challenge for you. And I really do appreciate all of your time, because you're going to make better gardeners of my listeners. Have a great day, Mike.
Thanks. I appreciate your time, Paul.
Thank you. Bye-bye.